I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Friends,
howdy howdy, how's everybody doing?
Good we hope.
Amber, how are you?
I'm good. Leslie, how are you?
I'm good too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're good too. It's after the holidays. I always feel like the holidays can really mix things up and make things a little bit more hectic than usual, so I've been very excited to invite like rest back into my life.
Definitely. And like normalcy too. Like, I mean, you were fortunate you got some time off from work, but even like I didn't, but it still felt like break, quote unquote. Like,
yeah,
you know, there just was less, a little less busy. Yeah. Like it just was different, right? The vibes were different for the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then this week it was like, oh,
we're back.
Everybody's calling me again, you know? So,
yeah, exactly.
So like, I'm looking forward to like, yeah, routine, getting back into like the rest, like expecting, knowing what to expect, you know, things like that.
So it's new year, it's new, you know, goals. We've talked about how we're not resolution girlies, but I have kind of leaned in to like the rest aspect.
Oh, I love that.
I started my new yoga class. I'm officially a once a week lady. I have a class of my own.
You're a lead, or is there a name for it? Like a yogi, or like a...
I just have transitioned from sub to like...
Full-time biatch.
Full-time, yeah. Like VIP. I'm on the schedule.
Oh, I like that.
So, I got a little anxious because it's going to be adding a little bit more into my routine since I'll be going once a week. I'll have to be writing flows once a week. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm definitely going to have to prioritize my yoga that I haven't prioritized since school. Like, I definitely took a break after my 200 hours. And I'm excited to, like, make it a consistent part of my schedule again. But I'm also not adding more than that
this month. Yeah,
like I have a lot of like goals and things I want to try, but like the month of January is not about adding more onto my plate. It's about accepting this portion.
Yeah.
And once I get that into my routine, then I can start applying those goals.
I think that's a really healthy way to like do that.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that comes with rest.
Yeah.
Like rest being the focus is why I'm able to like not feel guilty about not taking too much, you know?
Well, yeah. And it's like you don't need to accomplish your goals in the first 31 days. Like, no. You know, we have 12 months to like integrate.
Baby steps.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So I think that's maybe why I like fail, because I'm like, I have to be this every day in January, and if I miss one day, then like, oh, I'm done for the year. Like, yeah, you know.
And it's like, nah, like we'll just
not do one right thing now. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And like that one thing, you know, me incorporating yoga more is gonna apply to some of the other goals that I have. Like I want to start running. That's a goal of mine. Like I want to learn. I've never like learned how to run in a like
nice
way. I always feel like I'm like choking and dying.
I always felt like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like trying to learn how to run in a healthy way.
Cool.
And like, but also acknowledging like that's not going to happen in addition to me adding a yoga class once a week into my routine. Like I have to slowly build up to these goals.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
Yeah.
And I like that. Rome wasn't built in a day. I think that's a huge show of like your patience and your character.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So nice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and like, I like the idea of like building up to spring, because like I've been seeing a lot about how this isn't really the new year. Like if we follow a more traditional like season calendar, like everything around us is dying and resting. We should be too.
Yeah.
And wait to apply some of those goals until spring when we start waking up and feeling energized.
Oh, like, I love that.
There's a reason the seasons and the plants change and we should be following them.
There's a reason for the season and it's that we should be more like nature.
You get me.
Absolutely. Get me. That's like what I thrive to be. I never even thought about that. So thank you for sharing.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks, TikTok.
Oh, man. You know, sometimes I love her. Sometimes I hate her. I usually
sometimes
love her.
Sometimes I lie and I say I read an article, but it's really just a TikTok.
It's fine. Like, they have news sources and I can watch, a video of transcript and understand an entire, or someone reading it to me, like, and know what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's real.
I definitely have been getting more educated about certain things. Like, it's impressive how much people are sharing out there about just like anything you can think of.
Rights and whatnot.
Yeah. And just like how to do something independently. Like, I have a lot of TikToks that are out there like educating people on how to like garden and start their own projects and stuff. Yeah.
My dream. So my dream cult. Mm-hmm.
It's really fun.
Oh my gosh.
I watch it. I'm not doing anything right now.
That's okay. Yeah. No, Rome wasn't built in a day. Our cult wasn't built in a day. And maybe by the time that we all retire, we'll all be in the cult and we'll all take care of each other.
That's why we haven't found a cult that you'll agree to, because it hasn't been invented yet.
I love that. Oh. Mm-hmm. That's so it.
That's lovely.
That's exactly it. So,
well, this is actually a good like baby segue. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be a little bumpy, but we're talking about how Rome wasn't built in a day. We're talking about cults that we could possibly join someday. And I think that one of these things, it could be looked at as a cult following. And I think that depending on who you ask, people either believe in it or they don't.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about the Chinese zodiac tonight.
Ooh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited.
Like, I don't know like what family you're a part of, right? I think there are two different families that go to like an authentic Chinese, mm-hmm. or I guess American authentic Chinese restaurant. And it's, you either like sit down and try to remember what year of the whatever animal you are, mm-hmm. and you read it and you go, oh my God, that's so me.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Or you're the family that like ignores it and doesn't read it.
What were you?
I'm my family's the read it.
Yeah. I'm a cock.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Cause it's based on your
work.
So,
we're cocks.
So 93, super easy.
But I'll be honest, I don't really remember the traits because I was just young and excited for the food.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like you just read the funny word.
Cock.
Well, I was able to read it with my niece and nephew and we got really into it. And it was really fun to see them be so excited about learning about the traits. And like they would be like, oh, that's so me.
Oh.
And it was just a fun time.
Yes.
And I was really excited that like we got to kind of lean in. But like there are some people out there who are just like,
for sure not into it.
It's just like astrology. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally not.
Like I don't care what like you say my star sign is. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I have a non-believer actively in my life right now and he actively tries to tell me like that I'm wrong. And I'm like, girl, you don't know who you're talking to, dog. Like you're never gonna like
I'm in the thick of it. Like she cannot be saved, baby.
We had the discussion of what manifestation is, and how we speak things into existence. And he was like, that's just luck. And I was like, no, like it's I'm powerful. Like it's me.
It's me thinking the goodness and it's happening.
Yeah. So anyway, so like, yes, some people are just not into it.
Yeah.
At all.
But I kind of had this little memory stored just tucked in my head and I recalled it when it was fun and silly. And I noticed my TikTok was showing me a lot of about the transition from the year of the snake, mm-hmm. to the year of the horse, which is what we just experienced this new year.
Yes.
So I thought it would be kind of fun to look at the characteristics of the snake and see if like we identify with any of those characteristics in the past year.
Oh.
And then I'm also going to look at like what it means for us to be leaving the snake and going into the horse. And then I'll look at the characteristics of the horse and then what it, like what the upcoming year is going to be.
Perfect.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Do you have anything about what cocks are?
No, but we can look it up real quick.
Okay. I'm just so I don't know what the traits are of.
How about you look up the traits?
I got you. Traits of people with the year. No, not the heart. With the year of the cock. So. People who are also the rooster, so it's 1921, 1933, 1945, 1959, 1989, nice, 1981, 1993, ooh, 2005, and 2017.
What's funny is my mom is 1969.
She's a cock too. Oh my gosh. Just a couple of cocks. Just a little cock party. Well, all three of us are seen as confident, honest, ooh, brave, hardworking. We can also be perceived as aggressive, critical, and somewhat self-righteous with a strong sense of pride and attention to detail, valuing punctuality and appearance. Also, we're sometimes direct and enjoy being in the spotlight, but also for their loyalty. We're known for our loyalty and capability as leaders because we have high standards. So
is it like spot on?
Kinda sometimes.
Yeah, like I vibed with a little bit of that.
Yeah, I vibed with like 88% of that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a perfect, yeah, that's a perfect percentage.
Okay. Mom, what, yeah, what was your percentage of vibes?
Yeah, yeah, tell me, Mom.
Yeah.
I'll tell you guys when Mom tells me.
Okay, good.
Okay, so now kind of just looking at the year of the snake, and that's what we're leaving. Sorry, my computer needs to
work. No, you're totally fine.
Doop, doop, doop.
The year of the snake. The slithery snake. Do you know that reference?
Day. Yes, my husband and I were literally doing it the other day because there's a plate in our neighborhood on a car that says snake.
Like, I'm a snake.
It says I am a and then snake.
I love that.
And we both just started reciting it. So I looked up first the year of the snake and kind of like just the gist, kind of like what you just did, okay, for the cock. So the years of the snake are 2025, 2013, 2001, which like,
eesh, 1989,
1977, 1965, and 1953.
I feel like a lot of like important things happened like on some of those years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So yikes.
The snake is associated with wisdom, charm, elegance, and transformation. People born in the year of the snake are believed to be intuitive, strategic, and intelligent. The snake occupies the sixth position in the Chinese zodiac. Chinese culture, the snake is the most enigmatic animal among the 12 zodiac animals. People born in the year of the snake are supposed to be the most intuitive. Snakes tend to act according to their own judgments while remaining private and recedent. They are determined to accomplish their goals and hate to fail. Snakes represent the symbol of wisdom. They are intelligent and wise. Oh, that's not giving me the vibe with the years. They are good at communication, but say little. Snakes are usually regarded as great thinkers. Snakes are materialistic and love keeping up with the Joneses. Oh, dang. They love to possess the best of everything, but they have no patience for shopping. So, nice. What does it mean that we're leaving the year of the snake? Is kind of the next like,
okay,
thing I kind of wanted to look at.
I kind of feel like that was my year last year. Not going to lie. Like kind of summed up a little bit.
Right? Like to me, the vibe is like very materialistic, very yeah. like looking for the next step, looking yeah. to gain the next thing, putting a lot of pressure to like jump ahead in your career, have the nice car, have the yeah. like it's, keeping up with the Joneses was perfect.
It's the transformation for me. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, because you're moving yeah. into that next chapter of like. We're a little stable, right? Emotionally, mentally, mm-hmm. financially, we got some shit, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
so now we're working it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Like, the hustle is hustling. Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, and what the ending of the Year of the Snake for 2025 kind of signifies is a period of deep shedding, transformation, and introspection, where old energies, attachments, and outdated aspects of life are released to prepare for new beginnings in the upcoming Year of the Horse. So what I think is really interesting is in, I've had this conversation like a handful of times where like, I think the last time I talked about it was with my hairstylist and she mm-hmm. said, I just feel like I've woken up and realized like how much stuff I have, how materialistic yeah. I've been. And she's like, I feel like I really bought into like the influencer stuff and all of like just all of that. And she's like, and I just want to live like simply, I want to have the stuff that I need. And I want to just like exist.
Mm-hmm.
And I identify with that. Like, too. I really have been trying to like kick the materialistic, like things that I think were just kind of ingrained in our generation, unfortunately, with like the media we consumed and yeah. stuff. But like, it's so refreshing to like shed that.
Right. Like have, you know, timeless pieces, no more like fast fashion, no more like mm-hmm. fast furniture, you know, having. I think that's why like I'm into thrifting personally, because I can get yeah. things that I know will last that I mm-hmm. can just maintain and then take care of and not have to repurchase in 3 years, you know?
Yeah. Well, and like it was really devastating. I saw something on TikTok that was like, who knows when it's going to happen, but eventually thrift stores will be full of like fast fashion and like junk, you know, because like yeah. we don't have that stuff anymore. So it's good to get it now. Yeah.
Right. So hopefully we can get it all and then pass it down to our people and then everyone else is just stuck with the junk.
Exactly. But I thought it was really interesting that like you brought up transformation, because that's definitely what this year leaving is supposed to be like. There, the thought is like the snake skin was at its final stage of shedding. We've left the Year of the Snake and now it's time for the Year of the Horse.
Nay.
So the Year of the Horse years are 2026, 2014, 2002, 1990. So this is my husband. Ooh. 1978, 1966, 1954, and 1942. Let me just scroll down to where, personality. There we go. People born in the Year of the Horse are extremely animated, active, and energetic. Most horses love to be in a crowd, and they can usually be seen on such occasions as concerts, theater performances, meetings, sporting events, and parties. They are generally sociable, friendly, and possess good communication skills. Usually they can easily make friends with their warm and open nature. In addition, horse people are often inclined towards taking risk and seeking new experiences. They have a sense of adventure and crave excitement, making them willing to try different things and explore uncharted territories. Oh my gosh, there's still more. Moreover, those born in the Year of the Horse usually much value honesty and loyalty. They tend to be straightforward and sincere in their interactions, making them reliable and trustworthy friends.
Oh my gosh, they sound great. I see your husband in a lot of that.
Do you? That's so cute.
You don't?
I think, no, I definitely do. I just like.
Yeah, no, I do.
Like, I just think like, it's really recent that I'm seeing a lot of those things. Mm-hmm. So almost like, I'm like wondering if like, some of our good communication and stuff like that was listed is because we're entering like his year. Like it's his time again.
This is me. This is you. Exactly who I'm supposed to be. That's Craig right now.
That's Craig. Right this second. I'm going to ask him about it tomorrow and he's going to be like, yes.
Absolutely.
That's me.
I'm Gabrielle in this situation. Yeah. If you know, you know.
Give me my microphone.
Yeah.
So the start of the Year of the Horse is a time that signifies a time of energy, freedom, movement, and bold action. Following the introspective snake year, bringing opportunities for adventure, breakthroughs, and personal growth through embracing change and trusting intuition. It's characterized by high spirits, independence, enthusiasm, and calling to move forward with confidence. With the upcoming 2026 being a fire horse year, amplifying passion and potential for both great success and unexpected shifts.
Also, low-key really sounds like your husband right now. Respectfully, Greg.
Like,
in a good way.
Phenomenal.
I know. I'm just like, great.
I'm shocked. Like,
we can edit whatever. Maybe he doesn't want us airing out his dirty laundry.
No, I think that's great. It's a great compliment. And also, he doesn't listen to the podcast, so he will never know.
I was just going to say, like, if I said something about Robbie, I'd keep it in because I hope you're listening, motherfucker.
Better be. For a while there, my husband was being very supportive, and he would go on his Spotify and click to change it from unlisten or from listen to listened or whatever. So cute. Like, he didn't listen to it, but he tricked the algorithm into thinking we did.
Thank you. So thanks, Craig. We appreciate it.
The effort, right?
It is. Yeah, it's a thought that counts.
But no, I think that just looking at like the optimism that I have for this year, it feels different. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm going to be a completely new person like I always tried to be in January. And I'm trying to just like take it step by step, but like really focus on implementing changes that I can make.
Yeah. That focus on the things that you do have control over, you know.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And just like, so exciting.
The focus and the hustle, and like, I think this is really about like just
foundation setting the future, you know, the foundation that you can continue to work off of.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. That is kind of like the epitome of what I'm like feeling. And of course it's like the beginning of January, like I might be tired as fuck next week and be like, man,
right.
But like right now it's a nice feeling.
I'm feeling so good. So what's next? Is it, 'cause that's Robbie. I think it's the monkey. And then are we the next year after that? Does it go like that?
2027 will be the goat.
I don't know why. I feel like I need to do the sound effects for all these animals.
I'm in love. Oh, here. I found one. So, okay. 2026 is the year of the horse. 2027 is the year of the goat. 2028 is the year of the monkey, so 2029 will be the year of the rooster.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So we still have ways to go for mm-hmm. our golden year.
Yeah, so it's not us yet, but oh yeah, like yet. A golden birthday. I love that. It is our golden year.
Yeah, my golden birthday, I was on dialysis, so it sucked. So we're gonna have that just celebrate the best golden year and have like the best New
and
Year's
we have
Eve.
Years to plan it. This I is know, perfect
I'm so
for
excited.
Us.
So excited. I also had like a genius idea the other day.
I want to hear it.
We don't always, like, we don't always go out for Halloween. We don't go out for Halloween, but we should one year. And you know what we should be?
What?
Fucking Lizzie McGuire and Isabella from the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Okay. You want to know what's so fucking weird? What? I literally told my husband when like the Ashley Tisdale like drama came out, and I was like, and then my husband was like, what? And then I explained it to him, and he was just like, you know what?
Sometimes, I don't care.
But also sometimes she watches football with me, so I'm going to be like,
oh, right. Oh,
like engaged, but not.
Clutch the pearls.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So the drama that's unfolding with Ashley Tisdale, and she wrote a memoir or some article about a toxic mom group, and now mm-hmm. it's getting back that it's like Hillary Duff, and like people are Mandy coming out Moore. Online saying like, I'll never hate Lizzie McGuire, like, and sing to me Paolo, like, I don't care. Like, so I was explaining all of that to Craig, and then I had to show him the dramatic moment in the Lizzie McGuire movie of him doing the sing to me Paolo thing, because mm-hmm. he didn't understand the reference, and I was like, no, you have to see it to know how like funny this is.
Yeah.
So I made him watch it. And while he's watching it, I'm watching it over his shoulder. And I was like, oh my God, why have Leslie and I never done this?
It seems like the easiest choice ever.
What were we thinking in high school? Like,
stupid.
We could do that at the Renaissance Festival. Like, we could literally dress up as Lizzie McGuire. But Isabel. Like, put a Renaissance spin on their dresses.
Oh, Oh my God. I think we may have just found something. But yeah, I don't know how we've never
but like,
dress up like this.
But like, let's lean in and let's like do that in the year of like the rooster. You know what I mean? Like,
okay,
let's
just,
like, because I want them, this costumes to be like spot on. Like, I might have to learn how to sew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, like I'm going to be investing some money and mm-hmm. maybe if I don't. No pressure for you. I'll pay someone else. But yeah, someone else is making my outfit. Like, I won't be making it. But no, I really want to do that.
That's so fun.
Think about how iconic that would be.
But I'm not kidding. That happened like within a couple days that I literally was like, why? And that's so weird that you bring it
up. Well, we're on the same. I think about Lizzie McGuire.
All the time. 25/7.
Five out of 7 days of the, you know, the week. I mean, which like, it's funny that drama. I like Ashley Tisdale. I liked Ashley Tisdale.
I didn't have a problem with her.
Yeah. No. I thought she was cute. I loved The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. That was my shit. Like, I wasn't a hater. And then, you chose Hillary, and it's like,
oh well. And
I'm not going to pick you over Hillary.
She's the golden child. I will pick her 100% of the time.
I know, because the mom group, it's like Meghan Trainor, Hillary Duff. Mandy Moore, and then like some other supposedly rich and famous people that I don't know. Mm-hmm. And like everyone's like, oh, Mandy, I'm always on Mandy Moore's side. I'm like, I mean, she's fine. Like, I don't really care, but like, it's Hillary.
So. It's Hillary. Yeah, she can do no wrong. She does no wrong.
No, she's like, perfect.
She's stayed out of the drama. She's the one time I saw her in the tabloid, she was telling paparazzi kindly that they were scaring her son and that they needed to leave him alone. And she put like a coat over his head because he was like so overstimulated. And she was like, get out of here. Like, children are here. I'm trying to enjoy like a baseball game at a park. Like, go away.
I love her so much. And she's Lizzie McGuire, so.
I mean, yeah. So, but yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. I would love to someday have that costume, and I cannot wait. It's going to be fucking awesome.
It's going to be, like, the coolest thing I've ever.
When the podcast will go viral.
Got it. Well, because literally, our expectations for this are it will be that good. Like,
yeah.
It better.
You're hearing us now. We're making plans. We're taking the time. We're manifesting it. We're learning it. We'll see you in the year of the cock.
2029. Unless our entire country implodes before then.
Then we don't have to.
We'll be in red jumpsuits instead.
Yeah,
they're not really jumpsuits. They're like cloaks.
They're not great. They're not.
I love a cloak, but not under that circumstance.
Like a Harry Potter world cloak.
I know.
I'll wear that cloak. Well,
anyway,
that's the Chinese zodiac, guys.
That was so fun. I didn't remember any of that stuff, but we would read them and I'd be like, ah, I'm the cock, I'm the rooster, and like make fun of my brothers. But
yeah, like I don't remember anything. Yeah, mm-mm. But like it's just fun to be like, yeah, like. Again, they make a good argument. I'm not going to, like, argue that it's real or not. Like, it makes sense.
Well, that's just it. Like, you know, is it a coincidence that, like, all over the world people have personalities based off of, you know, the year they were born, the way that the stars were when they were born, things like that. And they all happen to, like, kind of fit. Like, is that a coincidence? Mm-hmm. I think not.
I don't think so either. And like, there are so many variables that of course we don't meet someone who almost identically matches us because like you can really take it down to the like 19th power and just be like, oh yeah, like here is the place you were born at the time you were born. Like it really is pretty specific.
Yeah.
It's not duplicated very often, in my opinion.
No, I don't think so.
And I think like you pull like different things when it is generalized to just like your zodiac for the day or whatever. Like it does pull, like people will pick up on different things in an article like that. Mm-hmm. But I think I like the Chinese zodiac a little bit more just because it's based on like a whole year. So you really get to marinate in like the personality types. Does that make sense?
Mm. No, it does. Absolutely.
Yeah. I
absolutely think it does.
So, yeah.
That was fun. Thanks, Amber. Yeah,
of course.
Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Leave us a comment. What's your Chinese zodiac?
What's your sign?
Is it the same question? What's your sign?
From that guy.
Here's your sign.
Here's your sign.
But like, I think a Chinese zodiac, we can also say like, what's your sign? I think
Your signs. Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah like no, I think I they're the same.
I think
what
so.
Is your sign?
what's your tree? I'm trying to think all the things that we've talked about. Like the Celtic mythology or astrology. We've talked about the zodiacs. I love this. And they're always kind of spot on, and we're always the showstoppers in everyone, the two of us. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
It's because we are.
Yeah, like it's pretty interesting.
Coincidence, I think not.
I know, like it just lines up. Like they all say the same thing.
Literally. Which, that's what
like,
I mean.
So it's just like, oh, it's just the same story, different font. Like we're all literally saying the same stuff. We just all lived in different places.
Yeah, so is that. Yeah, that's right. So it's real, right? Yeah. Like, we can all agree.
Well, and including, like, you know, I didn't get into it a lot, but the little bit that I touched on, like, they associate elements to the signs as well based on, like, specific dates of the, like, so they'll go through, like, up to 31, and then those days can kind of put you in a category, and it doesn't stop at just elements. Like, they had wood and stuff like that. Ooh. So, like, it has like physical items and elements. So like,
cool.
You could probably get more specific if you really dove deep into it. Just like you can get more specific if you do like a birth chart.
Mm-hmm.
Like the information is out there. You just have to like
do the
really
work.
Get it. And I'm just not there yet.
I know. One day we'll have our birth charts done and read professionally. Mm-hmm. That'll happen one day.
Honestly, if you're someone who reads birth charts and like would want to just collab.
Ooh, practice. Yeah.
Yeah. Like ooh, if you want to practice on us, collab, we could have you on the pod. You could read our birth charts like live. Well, not live because it'll like
live air. For us.
Yeah. When it airs, but live for us.
What's happening?
I don't know. Probably the dog. It happens every time. I swear.
Scary.
We've just been having someone who's been escaping bedtime. So.
Oh. Wow. Well, then that seems like a good time as ever, you ask me. You know, I've got nothing else to say.
No.
And if you have nothing else to say, then we will spook you next Tuesday. Bye.